Afternoon, everyone. We are up to day 18. Chai, judging favorably. I asked the question, how is it that if we judge other people favorably, God will judge us favorably? This is obviously very timely because Rosh Hashanah is referred to as the day of judgment. And we want God to look at our positive things that we've done and kind of, not ignore, but not pay as much of attention to our negative things. But I asked the question that in every human activity, we understand this on the human level. We don't know the whole situation, what person is going through. So we're supposed to fill in the missing pieces, I wrote, with a positive assumption, right? If someone keeps kosher and we see them going into a McDonald's, so we're supposed to give them the benefit of the doubt, making, assuming that they're going in there maybe to use the restrooms, or get a Coke. But how does that work with God, right? God knows everything. What is he filling in? So we answered in the name of Chaim Shmulevitz that just like we have a choice where to put our focus, are we going to focus on our friends, colleagues' positive or negative actions? God can choose on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to focus on what aspect of our lives. And we're asking Hashem to pay more attention to the good that we've done and less attention to some of the negative. The other thing I wanted to mention, though, that is not in the chapter, is I talked about Rav Nachman of Breslov, who was very, very big on what's called the Nekuda Tova, which is basically trying to find the good in others. Really, it's like a mindset. It's a way of going through life where we're constantly trying to focus on the positive, not ignore the negative, but kind of marginalize it a little. And he writes that this is very helpful in other people doing tshuva, meaning the more you focus on your fellow person's positive attributes and the more you sort of not look away but don't dwell as much on their negative, the more it helps that other person become better. Because now, and this just from a psychological perspective, now the other person realizes that their friend, you, think of them in that kind of way. And we really depend to some degree on the way other people think of us. You know, it affects us. It impacts what our friends and colleagues and other people think about us. And when we feel great about the way other people look at us, it empowers us. And when we are missing that in our lives, we suffer endlessly from this. It's a beautiful story I actually heard told by Neshama Karlbach, the daughter of the late and great Reb Shlomo Karlbach. And she told this story about her father. When she was a little girl, he came home late from a concert, and he actually used to play in prisons. And he was playing in this one prison, and they told him they're not going to be able to bring all of the inmates, all of the prisoners to listen to the concert. There are some in solitary confinement, done really awful things. And Reb Shlomo insisted. He says, if I'm coming here, even if they have to be brought out in chains, I want to be able to play for everyone. He played this concert, and there was one gentleman who had his own section. Very dangerous criminal was kept in his own section in some other part of the room, was listening, really enjoying the concert. And when Rav Shlomo was done with the concert, what he used to do everywhere was hug everybody. So he started hugging all the different inmates, and then there was that one gentleman in chains. And the guards didn't want Rav Shlomo near him, but he just basically walked over to the guy and just gave him this huge bear hug. And the guy, the criminal, would not let go. They were just hugging. And when they were done, the criminal asked if he could have a second hug. And Reb Shlomo, of course, obliged. And after their embrace, the gentleman said to Reb Shlomo, if somebody would have hugged me like that when I was younger, I probably wouldn't be here today. The truth is, we all need love. And we need other people's positive attention. We need other people to inspire us and to tell us that they think of us as positive beings. And of course, our sense of self should not come from what other people think. Please don't misunderstand this. We should all develop a good internal sense of self and feel good about ourselves internally. But we all know what an impact we can have on other people's sense of self. And when we choose to focus on the positive, on other people's actions, and I mentioned in the chapter, Avedanis Kol Ha'adam L'Kav Schus, I gave a little tip.
Why does the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and the Ethics of Our Fathers says judge everyone meritoriously? It doesn't just mean judge each person in your life meritoriously. It means that, but it also means look at the whole person. Havedan et kol ha'adam. Zoom, you know, pull the lens back a little. Try to look at the whole person. Don't just hone in on that nasty comment the person made that's ticking you off right now. Look at the entire person. And when you can do this, you will empower that person. You will give that person another reason to believe in themselves and to be able to grow themselves spiritually. It's one of the greatest things we can do for each other. Have a great day.